This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. According to a Pew Research poll released last month, 25% of African Americans say they've been harassed online because of their race. 10% of Hispanics and 5% of white people say the same. We know the topic of race is complex and sometimes confrontational. This week, we launched My Voice. There's no shouting, no arguing, just the perspectives of five Michiganders from diverse backgrounds on race and ethnicity.
My name is Ashley Bell, born and raised here, lived in Lansing my whole life. African American, Irish, German, Egyptian.
I'm Justin Sheehan. I am white, Caucasian, Irish, and grew up here in Lansing.
My name's Clara Martinez. Chicana is my ethnic group, and I was born in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Well, my name is Juwan Clark. I am a black male from Detroit, Michigan, from the west side of Detroit.
Well, my name is Ariana Kwan. Well, I was actually born in Beijing, China, but I am Korean. So that was an interesting dynamic growing up.
Here's how it works. Our digital news director, Reginald Hardwick, asked all of our panel their backgrounds and where they grew up. Then three questions. What is their first memory of learning they were different? What is misunderstood about their race or ethnicity? And what makes them proud of their race or ethnicity? Today, he is talking to Ariana Kwan. Last year, she became the first Asian American to win Miss Michigan. Asian Americans are the fastest-growing race group in the U.S., and they make up nearly 3% of our state's population. As you listen to Ariana's answers to our questions, remember she is not speaking for all Asian Americans, just relating her experiences.
Well, my name is Ariana Kwan. Well, I was actually born in Beijing, China, but I am Korean.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up for the first 6 years in Beijing, and then I moved here and just moving around all over. Okay. Yeah, within Michigan, though. Always Michigan.
What is your first memory of learning you were different?
I think probably the first time race was an issue was when I was bullied because of the way my eyes looked. Third or fourth grade, we were lining up to go to lunch or to go to a next class. And this girl in my class, I think I cut her in line or something. And she got really offended. She said really loudly, like, why do your eyes look like that? Why is your nose so flat? It's like, that's not normal. And everyone laughed. And so I let her back in line where she was. And I think that was the first time where I realized that there were things about me that I couldn't change. And for some reason, they were not accepted like everyone else.
What do you think is the least understood attribute about people of your racial or ethnic background?
For me, being an Asian American female, just the fact that we're not extremely docile, we're not sexual objects, and we're not submissive people. We have personalities, and we're extremely driven. And for some reason, that's always been a huge obstacle now that I'm moving into a more professional phase of my life where I have to establish a career. It's just that it's difficult for people to take me seriously.
What makes you proud of your racial or ethnic background?
Tiger blood stereotype, like a tiger mom stereotype. We're extremely driven. Like I said earlier, this submissive sort of image that most people portray us as is just not true. And we're actually extremely aggressive going after our goals. I'd like to think that it doesn't really matter what I do with my future, that hopefully I'll be able to find success just because I'm willing to work hard.
That was Ariana Kwan talking about being an Asian American in Michigan. Yesterday, we talked to Ashley Bell, a multicultural Lansing native. Let us know what stood out to you about their interviews or share some of your own experiences with race or ethnicity on our WKAR News Facebook page. Tomorrow, we talk to a white Michigan native who grew up in a predominantly African American neighborhood.